I first got involved in the Iditarod in 1994. My brother Todd and I were both co-owners of the J.L. Darling Corporation, and we made all the mushers diaries and the check sheets for the Iditarod. And we had an opportunity to come up because back then Jim Strong was the race manager, invited Todd to come up in 93. Todd was able to fly along the trail with Jim for a number of days. They ended up in Squintna, and Todd says, well, you know, Jim, I got to get out of here. I got to get back home. So he says, well, let me take you over and introduce you to this couple, Joe and Norma Delia. So that started Todd in 93. And so we, as a company, always sent out See's Candy as a gift to all of our customers and friends. And we sent some back to Joe and Norma and a nice letter. And they wrote back and said, we'll come back next year. And so Todd says, well, that'd be wonderful, but I got to bring my brother Scott. We're partners. And so that's the next year Todd and I came up. Jim Strong gave us the opportunity to come up with him. He was now in charge of the Iron Dog. So we snow machined up here and showed up. And Delia's were very gracious and welcomed us in. And we didn't work that hard that year, but we were here seeing, you know, how things ran. And that was the first time it really became a nighttime checkpoint, 94. And so we saw the cluster that this place was and went, wow, you guys need some help? And they said, well, sure. So we started bringing help. First year we brought 4 more people. Next year we brought 2 more people, 6. By the next year we had 8 of us all coming up by snow machine now. We were renting snow machines out of Big Lake and coming up. And we were staying up here on the hill in that little cabin that belonged to the Dukes. And had wonderful adventures. And now we've grown to the point where we're now bringing 16 to 17 people up every year. This year, because of COVID and the restrictions and some of that, we're only able to bring 12, but still great. We still love it, and we'll do it as long as we're still able to sit up and take nourishment. I'm here today and involved in the Iditarod because it's something that's become a family tradition. We've been doing this for 20 plus years, and we just love the opportunity to come up here and serve on the Iditarod Trail. My most memorable Iditarod experiences was decades ago when we were younger. We were basically done with the race, getting everybody, but we were cleaning up the checkpoint. We took our snow machines out and had some fun playing in the snow. Well, I did a super jump, Superman thing, and I came down on the back of the machine with my shins. Busted a hole in my leg through multiple layers. And I came back to the checkpoint, and as I walked in the door, I go, I need a vet. And they said, what, a team come back? I said, no, I need a vet. So he laid me on the kitchen table and sewed me up using dog sutures, no Novocaine. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of it, he says, well, what do you weigh? And I go, 170 pounds. And he goes, and he's doing the math because he was going to give me a bunch of dog amoxicillin. And they were literally laying me on the kitchen table doing all this sewing, and nobody realized we should have taken a picture. And after we cleaned up and got me off the table, one of our buddies, Brad, came up. He's a minister. He conducted the wedding of the neighbors on that same table an hour and a half later after it was a surgery and then an altar. What I know to be sure in life is that you're never sure what's going to happen to you over the years, but you can always hope if you treat people right, it'll go right for you. We've had great experiences here up on the trail because we were fortunate enough to bring excellent people with us and people with a good heart. You can see this checkpoint is for sure one of the greatest on the trail just because of the people.